I'm here with James and OJ from White Paper Games. They're showing off today the Occupation. Do you want to give us like an elevator pitch for your game?
Yeah, so the Occupation is a narrative-driven, first-person immersive sim type of game set in late 1980s in a fictional UK city.
Okay.
In which the government is trying to pass an act that might be giving them too many powers on surveillance and control of immigration and things like that. So your job is coming in as a reporter who's been given essentially a little tip that, you know, this act might not be doing the things that it's, you know, saying it is. So the idea is we throw you in a world for a set amount of time, and the world's constantly simulating. Characters that are there doing their own thing, they have their own jobs, and you're there in the middle to try and find out, you know, any information that you can and make yourself, like, give you an idea of what is actually going on. So some players will find one thing, some players will find others, and we're not trying to say what's right or wrong, we're just giving you a ton of facts. And depending on which ones you find, you might think that the act is a good thing, it's a bad thing, but really it's about putting the tool in your hand and you essentially decide if it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's really,
is there some decision making in the game then, or is that more like in their head with the narrative?
There is some decision making, but it's more about, you know, how much of the narrative you discover. And how, or who you choose to follow, or how you choose to investigate the facility in which you're in, and then kind of making your own conclusions about what is actually going on.
Okay, like what inspired the setting? Because, you know, a lot of these games, they tend to go for like a dystopian future of some kind, but you've actually got it back in, what did you say, 1979, was it?
Late 80s.
In the late 80s, well, it was quite a political climate in England. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to set it in modern day, but we wanted it to very much be a northern game set in northern England. So the setting, it's very much northern England, 1980s. Because we work in Manchester, kind of inspired by the architecture of where we're from and like the grandiose buildings, so we've really tried to nail that in this game as well.
What's the release date you're looking at for the game?
We're probably looking at maybe March, April next year.
Okay.
So we're trying to get content locked down as soon as we can, and then we'll try and work to get a release date as soon as we can. We don't have a particular release date, but probably March, April is what we're more or less looking at.
How about the length? Like, how long is the game? Like, some of these story games are quite short, some of them are longer.
So the game is set around 4 or 5 hours of real time.
Yeah.
It's broken up with like some set piece narrative, but it's kind of set in real time. You've got a watch on your hand that's taken away. The clocks in the world are ticking and it's all moving around you as a player, so we wanted to say that kind of span of a game seems to be the right time to give.
The kind of interesting thing about this is the kind of interesting thing about this is that because we have essentially a fixed length, every player has the same amount of time that they play, because the world is simulating, the day is going to end, and you know, you can actually choose to sit in a bench and do nothing and the game will still end. However, if you try to investigate and find out information, you know, second time you play, you might find information that you didn't find just because you were following a different character or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, it's a set length. We're probably looking at around 4 hours, but that might change. But that's more or less where we're teetering right now.
What about the... I had a question. I don't remember what the question was now. How did you do like facts, like research for the time period or for like the political situation at the time?
So I mean, part of the research into the political situation is it's set in real time and the stuff that we're seeing today.
Yep.
And also just a bunch of research, just reading books, Wikipedia, all that kind of stuff, just to make sure that we get all our facts right. I mean, we're quite anal about that stuff as well. Like, we go down to, you know, our game is set on like a particular day.
Yep.
25th of October.
A very particular day, yeah.
And, you know, the interesting thing is we research things like, what moon cycle did we have, so that when we make our artwork,
the weather on that day?
It's 3/4 visible, the moon. Like, we're quite, you know, with stuff like
could
that.
Could you find out what the weather on that day was?
You can,
it's incredible, the amount of stuff.
There's so much stuff on the internet.
Weather from the 80s.
The amount of stuff that you can find out is pretty astonishing, so we're quite specific with all the research that we're doing, so we're trying to keep it as real as we can.
Yeah.
What platforms are you launching on?
So right now we've only confirmed PC.
Okay.
But we'll probably be looking at PS4 and Xbox as well, but we're still not confirmed.
Okay, we'll just wait and see. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.